What's going on, y'all? Today, I'm here to air out my frustration. What an embarrassing season. Yesterday's told it all. 2-0 loss at home against Aston Villa, who's ninth right now. We're currently 11th. We have now, before I even reveal the news, our only hope this season to even be decent or even maybe even call it success is to win the Champions League, which they still have a chance to do. But with how Karim Benzema just played, having a hat trick, and how good Real Madrid's playing right now, I don't know if that's a possibility. This game was terrible. Mudryk looked lost out there. I don't know what was going on with him. João Felix continues to be our best player. It just looks like a team that was just strung together, essentially. A team that they spent so much money on, $380, $400+ million, and we can't even get wins against middle of the pack teams. It's pretty embarrassing. And that's how it's been all season long. And now for the breaking news. Now, Thomas Tuchel, we fired in September, obviously. I didn't agree with that move. I thought he was a great manager. They just had a rough start to the season. But when you're playing for a great football club, a historic football club like Chelsea, fans, managers are kind of held to a higher extent, especially the managers, right? And the fans want you to be playing some of the top football. If you're not a top four team at the end of every year, I mean, it's really no point, especially when you're Chelsea, right? So we sacked him, and I'm actually glad that we fired Graham Potter. No offense. I mean, I heard he's a great coach, but you could tell, man, he didn't have any pulse on the team, right? Knowledge, it's experience, all that matters. And being kind of have, I won't say a dominant personality, but having a personality that players can kind of relate to and setting the roles in early. I feel like all year long, we've never had like it set in. We've had different players coming in and out of lineups. But it's never been like set, especially on our attacking end, right? This game against Aston Villa, we had 27 shots, 8 on target. They only had 5 shots, two on target, but we still lose 2-0. We didn't put enough pressure, but we got a long way to go. Like I said, the only way to salvage this season is going to be winning the Champions League, which I don't know. You got 2 weeks to prepare up until the 14th when they play them, but I'm actually glad that they did and move on. But the thing now is like, okay, who are you going to bring in, right? Because now you've sacked 2 managers this year, and, you know, it's going to be hard to get a pulse on the player, especially with a new guy coming in. So they got a lot of questions to answer, Chelsea does. My hope is that they can continue to battle and contend in the Champions League. Premier League, you know, just try, I guess, finish top 10 potentially or in the top 8. But just been a terrible season. I'm glad they're moving on from Graham Potter. Hopefully they can get a manager that, you know, stands out with the team, that can relate to the team, that the players really take on what strategies and what he wants to do as a coach. Because it's been rough, and I ain't gonna lie, it's been rough being a fan lately.